secret compliance rules for your digital sales team.
Digital sales forces play an increasingly important role in the life sciences industry. However, navigating the complex regulatory landscape requires careful consideration of various compliance requirements. Here are five key legal and regulatory considerations for a digital sales force, drawing from recent updates and guidances. Number one, the Physician Payment Sunshine Act, also known as the Open Payments Act. From 2023, there were some updates. This recent guidance actually talks about expanded reporting requirements, including reporting of additional payments and transfers of value, including food, beverage, travel, and entertainment expenses. Changes to de minimis thresholds. The individual and aggregate de minimis thresholds have increased for 2023. Enhanced reporting accuracy. Manufacturers and group purchasing organizations, or GPOs, are required to use the Validated Physician List, or VPL, and Non-Physician Practitioner List, NPPL, for reporting purposes. Compliance considerations. Because of the Physician Payment Sunshine Act's new updates, it's important that sales staff be trained. They need to understand the open payment requirements and understand how to appropriately report interactions with physicians. It also means that the company must implement robust internal controls. This includes developing processes to track and verify all interactions and payments to comply with reporting requirements. Thirdly, you need to have a monitoring and auditing compliance process. This includes reviewing reporting data for accuracy and completeness. Number two, you look at the recent guidance on code of interactions with healthcare professionals. This is actually an old guidance going back several years. The guidance provides information on how to appropriately interact between pharmaceutical companies and healthcare professionals. It emphasizes the importance of transparency and ethical practices. As part of the CFL guidance, it's important to avoid promotional activities that induce or reward inappropriate prescribing. This includes sales interactions which do not adhere to requirements. Sales interactions must focus on providing value-based information and education. They must also ensure that you keep accurate records of the interactions. This includes documenting all interactions with healthcare professionals, including dates, locations, attendees, and topics discussed. It's also important that you respect patient privacy. Avoid disclosing patient information without appropriate consent. Then in 2023, we also had the SIUU guidance. The SIUU guidance actually clarifies how life sciences companies can communicate scientific information about their products without promoting unapproved uses. As part of the compliance considerations, it's important that you clearly distinguish between approved and unapproved uses. This includes looking at sales materials and discussions and ensure that they focus on approved indications. It also means that in the context of scientific information, it must be presented accurately and fairly. Avoid misleading or exaggerated claims about the product's safety or efficacy. Again, going back to a previous conversation, you must maintain proper documentation. Document the rationale and supporting evidence for all scientific information communicated. Then you had the updated CMS guidance on healthcare compliance. This provides comprehensive compliance recommendations for healthcare entities, including specific considerations for pharmaceutical companies and other life sciences companies. As part of this process, you must develop and implement a comprehensive compliance program, which includes policies, procedures, training, and monitoring activities. You must promote a culture of compliance. This includes fostering a workplace environment that prioritizes ethical practices and compliance with all applicable regulations. And as usual, conduct regular risk assessments. Identify and mitigate potential compliance risks associated with sales and marketing activities. Finally, there's the DOJ pilot program for clawbacks in employment agreements. This DOJ pilot program allows employers to recover incentive payments from employees who engage in misconduct, including healthcare fraud and abuse. This means you need to review all your employment agreements, ensure that they provide provisions for clawbacks in the event of employee misconduct. Furthermore, you need to have clear policies and procedures, which includes reporting and investigating potential misconduct. Finally, you need to conduct due diligence when onboarding new employees and throughout their employment period. You need to look at their qualifications, their compliance history, and keep auditing and reviewing these employees as they engage with clinicians and other individuals. By actively addressing these five key compliance considerations, digital sales forces can navigate the complex regulatory landscape and contribute to a more ethical and responsible healthcare industry. It's crucial for companies to stay up to date with the latest regulations and provide ongoing training for their sales representatives.